Welcome to your Macbeth Revision Podcast, your 10-minute guide to everything you need to know for the EdXL IGCSE English Literature Exam. I'm your tutor, and today we're diving deep into one of Shakespeare's most gripping tragedies. Whether you're revising for the first time or doing a final check before your exam, this episode is packed with everything that earns marks. Let's get started. Macbeth was written around 1606, early in the reign of King James I. This context is absolutely crucial for your exam. James was obsessed with witchcraft. He'd actually written a book about it called Daemonology. And he believed deeply in the divine right of kings, the idea that monarchs were chosen by God and that killing a king was not just a crime, but a sin against heaven itself. Shakespeare wrote Macbeth knowing his king would be watching. That's why the witches are so central and why the murder of Duncan feels so cosmically wrong. The play is also connected to the gunpowder plot of 1605, when a group of conspirators attempted to blow up Parliament and assassinate the king. The themes of treachery, ambition, and the disruption of the natural order would have resonated powerfully with a Jacobean audience who had just lived through that terror. Now let's talk about the plot. Macbeth opens on a battlefield. The Scottish general Macbeth has just won a great victory for King Duncan. Three witches appear and deliver their prophecy. Macbeth will become Thane of Cawdor and then king. His companion Banquo is told his descendants will be kings, though he himself will not. The first part of the prophecy comes true almost immediately. Duncan names Macbeth Thane of Cawdor. This plants the seed of ambition. Lady Macbeth reads her husband's letter about the prophecy and immediately begins plotting. She calls on dark spirits to unsex her, to strip away her feminine compassion so she can drive Macbeth to murder. When Duncan visits their castle, they kill him in his sleep. Macbeth is crowned king, but his guilt is immediate and overwhelming. He begins to unravel. Fearing Banquo's prophecy, Macbeth hires murderers to kill Banquo and his son Flance. Banquo is killed, but Flance escapes. At a banquet, Macbeth sees Banquo's ghost, a powerful moment of psychological collapse. He returns to the witches, who give him three new prophecies. Beware, Macduff. No man born of woman can harm him. He is safe until Birnam Wood comes to Dunsinane. Macbeth feels invincible. He orders the massacre of Macduff's entire family. Meanwhile, Lady Macbeth descends into madness. Her famous sleepwalking scene, out damn spot, shows her consumed by guilt she had previously suppressed. She dies, likely by suicide. The play reaches its climax when Malcolm's army, disguised with branches from Birnam Wood, marches on Dunsinane. Macduff reveals he was from his mother's womb untimely ripped, born by caesarean section. Not a natural birth. He kills Macbeth. Malcolm is crowned king, order is restored. Now let's move on to the key themes. These are what your essay questions will focus on, so you need to know them inside out. First, ambition. This is the engine of the entire play. Shakespeare presents ambition as a force that corrupts when it overrides moral judgment. Macbeth himself diagnoses the problem in Act 1. I have no spur to prick the sides of my intent, but only vaulting ambition which o'erleaps itself. That word vaulting is brilliant. It suggests ambition that leaps too far and falls. Examiners love it when you analyze individual word choices like this. Macbeth knows his ambition is dangerous, yet he cannot resist it. Second, guilt and conscience. After the murder of Duncan, Macbeth cries, "Will all great Neptune's ocean wash this blood clean from my hand?" The hyperbole here is extraordinary. He's saying, no amount of water, not even all the world's oceans, can cleanse his guilt. Later, Lady Macbeth's sleepwalking shows guilt manifesting physically. Out, damn spot, out, I say. The repetition and the imperative verb show her desperately trying to scrub away guilt that has become literally visible to her disturbed mind. Third, the supernatural. The witches represent the temptation of forbidden knowledge and the corruption of free will. Their famous chant, fair is foul and foul is fair, establishes the play's central paradox. Nothing is what it seems. This connects to the theme of appearance versus reality. Lady Macbeth advises Macbeth to look like the innocent flower, but be the serpent under it. The flower and serpent imagery is a beautiful example of Shakespeare using nature to represent moral corruption. Fourth, power and kingship. Shakespeare presents legitimate kingship as divinely ordained and morally good. Duncan is associated with nature, growth, and generosity. Macbeth's reign, by contrast, is associated with darkness, disease, and disorder. When Macbeth kills Duncan, nature itself rebels. Horses eat each other, the sun disappears. This reflects the Jacobean belief that a king's moral state was reflected in the natural world. Fifth, gender and masculinity. Lady Macbeth challenges Jacobean gender norms. She asks spirits to unsex her to fill her with direst cruelty. She accuses Macbeth of lacking masculinity when he hesitates. When you durst do it, then you were a man. Shakespeare uses her to question what it really means to be manly. Is it courage or is it cruelty? By the end, Lady Macbeth's suppressed femininity returns as guilt and madness. Right, let's talk exam technique. This is where marks are won and lost. The EdXL IGCSE literature paper will ask you to write an essay response to a question about Macbeth. You'll typically have around 45 minutes. The question is worth 30 marks plus 4 marks for SPEG, that's spelling, punctuation, and grammar. So your writing quality genuinely matters. The assessment objectives are crucial. AO1 is about your interpretation, your argument, your ideas, your use of quotations. AO2 is about analyzing the writer's methods, how Shakespeare uses language, structure, and form to create meaning. AO3 is about context, how Jacobean beliefs and Shakespeare's world illuminate the play. Examiners want to see all three working together in every paragraph. The number one mistake candidates make is retelling the plot. Every sentence should be analytical. Ask yourself, what is Shakespeare doing here and why? The second big mistake is feature spotting. Don't just say Shakespeare uses a metaphor here. Say what the metaphor does. What effect does it create? What does it reveal about the character? The technique is just the starting point. The analysis is where the marks are. Third mistake, bolting on context. Weave context into your analysis, not into a separate paragraph. Use the Peel structure, point, evidence, analysis, link. Make a claim, embed a short quotation, analyze the language, then link to the theme or context. Time for a quick fire quiz. Pause after each question and try to answer before I give you the answer. Question 1. What does Lady Macbeth ask spirits to do in her Act 1 soliloquy? Answer. She asks them to unsex her and fill her with direst cruelty. Question 2. What are the 3 prophecies the witches give Macbeth in Act 4? Answer. Beware Macduff. No man born of woman can harm him. He is safe until Birnam Wood comes to Dunsinane. Question 3. What literary device is used in Will All Great Neptune's Ocean Wash This Blood Clean from My Hand? Answer. Hyperbole, the exaggeration, emphasizes the impossibility of escaping guilt. Question 4. What is the significance of Banquo's ghost at the banquet? Answer. It shows Macbeth's psychological collapse and his inability to enjoy the power he has seized through murder. Question 5. What does fair is foul and foul is fair establish? Answer. It establishes the theme of appearance versus reality. Nothing in the play is what it seems. Let's wrap up. The 5 things you absolutely must take into your Macbeth exam are these. 1. Macbeth is a play about the consequences of unchecked ambition. Every essay should return to this central idea. 2. Shakespeare's language is your goldmine. Analyze individual word choices, not just techniques. Ask why this word at this moment. 3. Context should be woven in, not bolted on. Jacobean beliefs about kingship, witchcraft, and gender are your 3 key contextual pillars. 4. The tragic structure matters. Macbeth moves from heroic warrior to isolated tyrant. That arc is Shakespeare's argument about what ambition does to a person. 5. Lady Macbeth is not simply a villain. She is a complex figure who challenges and then is destroyed by the gender constraints of her world. Examiners reward nuanced readings. Good luck with your revision. You've got this. Remember, every great essay starts with a great argument. Know what you think about Macbeth and let that drive everything you write. See you next time.